Stay tuned for Dialogos Radio, a weekly Greek-American radio program hosted by Michael Nevradakis here on WUSB Stony Brook. Manolis Lidakis starting off today's broadcast with a song titled Pos Tha Perasi Vradia. You're tuned to Dialogos Radio, the Greek-American radio program which comes to you each week on six different radio stations in three continents. My name is Michael Nevradakis and I will be with you for the next hour playing some wonderful music from Greece, such as the first song that we heard today. And in addition to the music, we also have this week's edition of the Dialogos interview series coming up, where today we will be featuring an interview with Nandia Papadimitriou, a volunteer with a citizens initiative known known as the Athenistas, based in Athens, Greece. The Athenistas are a group of citizens who have organized themselves into different teams and who organize events and actions which are aimed at improving the quality of life in the city of Athens. They do such things as organize free theatrical and cultural events, they paint schools, they plant community gardens, they construct playgrounds, they organize walking tours in various neighborhoods in Athens, and all of this is done entirely on a volunteer basis. Originally, we were going to air this interview on the Alagos Radio a couple of weeks ago. Due to various scheduling changes and the Thanksgiving holiday, we were unable to air it until this week's program, but it is coming up in a moment here on the Alagos Radio, and right after our interview, we will have some special announcements that you will not want to miss. So the Alagos interview series and our interview with Nandia Papadimitriou of the Athenistas is coming up now here on the Alagos Radio. The Diálogos Interview Series, our weekly segment featuring interviews on matters pertaining to Greece and the worldwide Greek community, coming up next here on the Alagos Radio. Joining us today on the Diálogos interview series is Nandia Papadimitriou, a volunteer with an organization based in Athens known as the Athenistas. Nandia, welcome to our program.
I'm very glad I'm with you. Thank you for the invitation.
And to get us started, share a few words with us about the Athenistas, who they are, and how the organization first got started.
Athenistas is an open group of people living in Athens. They started back in 2010. The people who have inspired the team, the group, is a graphic designer, Tassos Halkeopoulos, and a journalist writing about Athens, Dimitris Rigopoulos. And they started without really knowing what they wanted to do, but that they wanted to do something for Athens, for the city they loved, for the city they lived in, and that they really thought that Athens has so many things to give to all of us, and that there are so many nice things we can enjoy in the city. Now they have been working for more than 3 years, 3 years and a half almost. They have completed more than 180 actions, most of them based on the city center, but also to some other neglected neighborhoods around the city center. Athenistas love cleaning civil sports. They have created the pocket parks. They have rejuvenated some playgrounds. They have also painted with bright colors schools around the Athens area. And they have also organized a lot of cultural events, helping Athenians get to know better their city and also feel safe in the city and enjoy the place. They have organized some guided tours around Athens in some historic areas, in some neighborhoods that are not so popular. We don't very usually go there. They have also organized huge events like the conference of the National Opera of Greece in the Varvakios Meat Market, or a tango night at the Peloponnese train station, the old one, I mean the one that has been closed. We have organized a night of swing. We done swing on Omonia Square, and it was really great. We also have another sub-team that is working with people that are in need, collecting food and medicine and clothes or this kind of stuff that can help people that really need help. This is what we do in general.
Now, from what I understand, the Athenistas are split into several different teams, and each of these teams has its own area of emphasis. Am I right?
Exactly, yes. It is. It is not. It has something to do really with logistics, because none of us can do everything. So it's easier for us to work in smaller teams and to create action. We are more productive on that way. But all the teams support one another. We are all Athenistas. We just need a way to work more effectively.
And one of the things that the Atenistas work on, and you mentioned this a moment ago, are urban renewal projects, urban regeneration projects in public spaces in Athens and in areas that perhaps are a bit run down. Tell us a little bit more about these efforts and how these locations are chosen by the Atenistas.
Sometimes we choose a location because we pass by and we see something, members of us, of all the teams, and say, oh, look, this, we have to do something about it. Some others, there are a lot of civilians and a lot of Athenians that have sent us emails and letters, quoting us places where they think that we can go and help them improve their neighborhood. Also, we have been receiving a lot of letters from schools to help them ameliorate their environment. And when we are talking about events that are cultural events, then we just want to put the light on some areas that people really have to go. There is no a certain, process that we are choosing a neighborhood. Is that either the people that are living there are asking us to go there, or we just pass by and we spot the places. Simplicity is something very important for the Atenistas. Everything we do, we really believe that has to be done on the basis of what is common logic to all the people and what is simple. The simpler, the best.
And from what I understand, the Atenistas have also created an online tool where citizens can go and identify and report the problem areas in the city.
Yes, that's true. There is a link in our website that you can go and say that there is a spot where there is a problem and please come and solve it with us.
We are speaking with Nandia Papadimitriou, a volunteer with the Atenistas, a citizens organization based in Athens, Greece. And Nandia, you mentioned a few moments ago the cultural events that are in many cases organized or promoted by the Atenistas. And from what I understand, the Atenistas even provide inexpensive theater tickets in theaters located in Athens, in addition to the walking tours that you mentioned and some other cultural events. So talk a little bit more about some of these initiatives.
It's not really promoted. We usually create events. What we mainly do in this cultural, let's say, section is that we create events as bigger as we can to help people be in neglecting areas and see that they are safe there, they can enjoy being there, and that there are many nice and interesting buildings that they can explore. As this with the theater, I think you mean, campaign, but it's not a real campaign, that we had through our website last year, and we're going to repeat it this year, where we just announce all these theaters that they offer once or twice a week, or special cases, some tickets, so that people can enjoy going to the theater, especially during that difficult period, without paying much money. So it's something that we think that is helping young people to go out and enjoy.
All of these different initiatives that we have been talking about are volunteer-based, from what I understand. What are some of the ways in which you reach out with and engage the citizens of Athens with your efforts?
It is completely volunteer. Although we don't really use this word in Greek, then the people participating in the Atenistas don't really feel volunteers. They feel like active citizens that do things to improve their everyday life, to improve the life of their neighbors, to enjoy living in this city. As for what we receive back from the citizens, I think that this is the best part of being an Atenistas. It's really touching and really fulfills you with energy and with satisfaction. People really acknowledge what we do, and whenever we are in a neighborhood, they come there, they congratulate us, they come and help us, they work with us, and the most important of all is that after we leave the neighborhood, because we usually go for a day, we take an open place, we make a playground, let's say there, or a park, and what happens next? This is the most important. But next, the people that are living there adopt the place, adopt the small park, adopt the playground, and they use it, and they socialize there, and they teach their children to be there, and protect it, and clean it, and the whole feeling in the neighborhood becomes a bit different and better. We have cases where people in the neighborhood didn't go very well with each other, and after us being there, they worked all together with us, and after this, they tried to keep the place and do even more. So this is another important factor, how people really live with it afterwards.
Following up on this, how would you characterize the participation level in your group's activities as far as citizen engagement is concerned? And how do the Atenistas get the word out about all of these different efforts?
It depends on the event. For example, when we organize a cultural event or an open event like the concert of the National Opera, where it was more than 3,000 people. I think it was 3 weeks ago when we did this Open Walk Athens, it was the second one that we did with them. It's an initiative when we give Athenians a map that we have created, and we urge them to walk around the city and explore hidden, let's say, diamonds. The first one was back to May, and it was to very strange or unique shops. The last one was 3 weeks ago, and it had to do with shops that sell food, different kind of food that they are traditional or for special areas of the country and stuff like that. In this initiative, it was more than 4,000 people. But this is the most open, let's say, event. We have smaller cultural events to 1,000 people, almost like Swing last week, or to the activities that have to do with the parks. There it's a bit different because we don't really announce the event beforehand because we are not able to work so many people together. So the most we can host is about 50 to 100 people when we create a park so that we have enough tools and enough space for everyone to work. And as for schools, it's even less, because when we are in a school, we always work with the teachers, with the pupils, with the parents of the pupils, in order for them to create a connection to the school and the feeling of how that is my school and have worked for it and I love it and I participate. So we usually do it between the members of Atenistas and the people that are involved in the school. So participation depends on the action every time.
Have you found that there is a greater need for your organization's efforts and initiatives in recent years during the economic crisis in Greece? And has the organization faced any challenges of its own in operating during the crisis?
I have talked about the timing of Atenistas' creation with its creator, and he has assured me that Atenistas would be created regardless of the crisis. It was created just before the crisis, almost a year before it. I mean the huge crisis in Greece, and it was this need to show that we love our city. Of course, the conditions that have been created afterwards made maybe more urgent the way we work. But no, Atenistas is not a creation of a crisis. It's a creation, I think, of how mature we need to be as citizens of this city. I think it's an expression of the maturity that little by little comes across Greek society, that we realize that we as citizens also own something to the city, to the state, to the neighborhood. Atenistas don't like to complain at all. Don't want to stay and wait for the state to do everything for us. We are people, we have responsibilities, and we have to do something of our own. Of course, the state has obligations, but we ourselves, we can do things, and we have to do them now more than ever.
And in closing, where can our listeners find out more information about the Atenistas and everything that you do?
Our official webpage is the main source of information for everybody that is interested in Atenistas. It is www.atenistas.org. And there, although the main page is in Greek, under every article of the site, there is a small English version of it. It's something new. I think it's the first time we say about it. We are going to announce it officially sometime next week. But from now on, we have also English version of what we are doing, because this was something that changed the last year. But a lot of people from abroad have shown that they're interested about our group, and we wanted to do the best we can so that everybody can know about Atenistas. Also, we have a very popular page on Facebook. It's Atenistas at Facebook with more than almost 72,000 likes. And we have also some presence in Twitter. I think it's more than 18,500 followers. So this is where you can find stuff about the Atenistas.
Well, Nandia, thank you very much for taking the time to speak with us today here on
Of
Enrique
course,
Lobos
it was
Radio.
My pleasure.
Best of luck with all of your efforts going forward.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Attention iTunes users, Diálogos Radio is now just a click away. You can now download our podcasts and listen to Diálogos Radio 24/7 anytime, anywhere. Check us out today in the iTunes podcast directory and in iTunes Radio. That was this week's edition of the Diálogos interview series here on Diálogos Radio, where we just heard an interview with Nandia Papadimitriou, a volunteer with the Athens-based citizens initiative Athenistas. And as a reminder, the podcast of this interview will soon be available on our website, dialogosmedia.org, and our podcasts are also available in iTunes, in TuneIn.com, and in some news sources as well, which we are proud to reveal to you. Recently, we revamped and completely updated the Diálogos Radio mobile app for Android devices, and the new version 4.0 of our app is now ready. Through this app, you can listen to all of our podcasts, plus our weekly broadcasts. You can listen to our online radio station, Diálogos Radio 24/7. You can hear our most recent broadcast on demand, and you can also get our updated news feed in both English and Greek. You can read our print articles, you can follow us on all of our social media accounts, and you can do much more as well. There's almost 20 different features in all, and the app is completely free, and it is available in the Google Play Store. And in addition, we are proud to announce that we have recently created an app for the Kindle, where you can also get our podcasts, our weekly programming, our online 24/7 radio station, our articles, our news feeds, and all of our special online features. This is the first ever app that has been created by a Greek radio station for the Kindle, and you can get it for free in the Amazon App Store and also in the Amazon Marketplace. Diálogos Radio has also made its way onto BlackBerry devices, as you can now find our podcasts through the free Nobex radio app, which has officially replaced BlackBerry's podcast directory. And also through the Nobex radio app, you can listen to Diálogos Radio 24/7 wherever you go as well. In addition, Diálogos Radio's podcasts are now also available on the Windows Phone and in the Windows 8 operating system within the Windows Marketplace, so you can download our podcasts from the Windows Marketplace for both the Windows Phone and Windows 8. And finally, our podcasts are now also available via the brand new Swell app for iPhones and for iPads. All of these features are available for free, and all of these innovations have put Diálogos Radio well ahead of any other Greek radio outlet anywhere in the world. We have more information about all of these different apps and all of the new locations where you can get our podcasts and our programming on our website, dialogosmedia.org, so be sure to check that out. But for now, we'll return to some music here on Diálogos Radio, and a bit later in our broadcast today, we'll have an update for what is in store on next week's edition of the Diálogos interview series. Stay tuned.
Ξέχασε στα χαδιά τα φίλια μου. Σε γλυκό φιλό και εσύ με σπρώχνεις. Δεν με θέλεις πια, γι' αυτό με διώχνεις. Αφού το θες, τούτη τη βραδιά με βαριά καρδιά και καημό μεγάλο. Αγάπη μου, σου αφήνω για αφού τώρα πια δεν με θέλεις άλλο. Αφού το θες, τούτη τη βραδιά με βαριά καρδιά και καημό μεγάλο. Αγάπη μου, σου αφήνω για αφού τώρα πια δεν με θέλεις άλλο. After κανένα αλλάξεις. Κι έτσι ξαφνικά να με πετάξεις. Ήμουνα εντάξει στο πλευρό σου, τώρα με κοιτάζεις σαν εχθρό σου. Αφού το θες τούτη τη βραδιά με βαριά καρδιά και καημό μεγάλο, αγάπη μου σου αφήνω για που τώρα πια δεν με θέλεις άλλο. Αφού το θες τούτη τη βραδιά με βαριά καρδιά και καημό μεγάλο, αγάπη μου σου αφήνω για που τώρα πια δεν με θέλεις άλλο. Σε ο κόμπος πια στο χτένι, τώρα θα βλέπομαστε σαν ξένοι. Κι έτσι θα χωρίσουμε σε λίγο, φίλα με αγάπη μου να φύγω. Αφού το θες στούτη τη βραδιά με βαριά καρδιά και καημό μεγάλο, αγάπη μου σου αφήνω για που τώρα πια δεν με θέλεις άλλο.
Είμαστε σαν δυο καραβιά που ξεκινήσαν και στο πρώτο τους ταξίδι τα νερά τα τύλιξαν. Την αφταίει, την αφταίει που δεν πήγαμε μπροστά. Δεν μετρήσαμε το κύμα και τον άνεμο σωστά. Τι να φταίει, τι να φταίει που δεν πήγαμε μπροστά. Δεν μετρήσαμε το κύμα και τον άνεμο σωστά. Ρίχα μικρή μου αγάπη να βαγίσαμε, μακριά ήταν να πάμε, μα δεν ξεκίνησαμε. Τι να φταίει, τι να φταίει που δεν πήγαμε μπροστά. Δεν μετρήσαμε το κύμα και τον άνεμο σωστά. Τι να φταίει, τι να φταίει που δεν πήγαμε μπροστά. Δεν μετρήσαμε το κύμα και τον άνεμο σωστά. Τι να φταίει που δεν πήγαμε μπροστά. Δεν μετρήσαμε το κύμα και τον άνεμο σωστά. Τι να φταίει, τι να φταίει που δεν πήγαμε μπροστά. Δεν μετρήσαμε το κύμα και τον άνεμο σωστά.
Thank you. Θέλω να σου μιλήσω, μα τρέμει η φωνή μου. Λες κι αγαπάω πρώτη φορά στη ζωή μου. Θέλω να τραγουδήσω, μα δεν μ' αφήνει το δάκρυ. Αχ, αγάπη, αγάπη, αγάπη. Θέλω να σου μιλήσω, μα τρέμει η φωνή μου. Λες κι αγαπάω πρώτη φορά στη ζωή μου. Θέλω να τραγουδήσω, μα δεν μ' αφήνει το δάκρυ. Αχ, αγάπη, αγάπη, αγάπη. Θέλω να σου μιλήσω κι έχω στο νου μου χιλιάδες σκέψεις. Όμως μπροστά σε σένα χάνουν το νόημα και οι λέξεις. Κι όπως σε αγκαλιάζω και στο κορμί σου φιλιά χαράζω, φεύγεις και μένω μόνος και σου φωνάζω και σου φωνάζω. Αχ, αγάπη, αγάπη, αγάπη. Θέλω να σου μιλήσω, μα πάλι σωπαίνω. Θέλω να σε χορτάσω, μα δε σε χορταίνω. Μέσα στα δυο σου μάτια βλέπω τον ήλιο να λάμπει. Αχ, αγάπη, αγάπη, αγάπη. Θέλω να σου μιλήσω, μα πάλι σωπαίνω. Θέλω να σε χορτάσω, μα δε σε χορταίνω. Μέσα στα δυο σου μάτια βλέπω τον ήλιο να λάμπει. Αχ, αγάπη, αγάπη, αγάπη. Θέλω να σου μιλήσω κι έχω στο νου μου χιλιάδες σκέψεις. Όπως μπροστά σε σένα χαρούν το νόημα και οι λέξεις. Κι όπως σε αγκαλιάζω και στο κορμί σου φιλιά χαράζω, φεύγεις και μένω μόνος και σου φωνάζω και σου φωνάζω. Αγάπη, αγάπη. Αχ, αγάπη, αγάπη, αγάπη.
Διάλογος Radio 24/7, our online radio station which features the best mix of great Greek music, plus programming and interviews from the vast Diálogos Radio archive. Tune in through our website, dialogosmedia.org, in iTunes Radio, or at tunein.com. That was Yannis Barrios wrapping up that last set of songs here on the Diálogos Radio with the Rio classic Αχ Αγάπη, while prior to that we heard Marinela with one of her all-time hits, Την Αφταίη, and that block of music started out with Manolis Hiotis along with Mary Linda singing Αφού το Θες, a classic song from old Greek black and white cinema. And as we announced earlier in today's program, the Diálogos Radio has recently launched a new app for the Amazon Kindle. It is available on all Kindle devices worldwide, and it can be downloaded from the Amazon App Store and from the Amazon Marketplace. We are proud to be the very first Greek radio outlet in the world with an app that was created especially for the Kindle, and we are working very hard here at the Diálogos Radio to make our programming available in as many technological platforms as possible, knowing that our listeners are not just listening on FM, but also online, on their phones, on their tablets, even on their smart TVs. More innovations from the Diálogos Radio are coming your way. That's a promise, and you will be the first to know us. We will have announcements on the air and also on our website and also on Facebook and Twitter as well. Coming up a bit later in today's broadcast will be some news about what we will have in store for you on next week's show, but coming up now is some more music. Keep it locked in here on the Diálogos Radio. We'll be back in just a few moments.
Απόψε η σκέψη μου δεν απόψε λύγησε η αντοχή. Απόψε η σκέψη μου δεν βρίσκει άκρη. Απόψε λύγησε η αντοχή. Που με βαραίνει πικρή ανάμνηση σαν μαχαίρια. Πρώτο φθινόπωρο που με πεθαίνει, πρώτο φθινόπωρο χωρίς χαρά. Πρώτο φθινόπωρο που με πεθαίνει, πρώτο φθινόπωρο χωρίς χαρά. Ξαναρθεί. Τέτοιο φθινόπωρο χωρίς αγάπη, τέτοιο φθινόπωρο μη ξαναρθεί.
Κόκκινα μαλλιά κάθε νύχτα. Σε ποια σεντόνια να δακρύζεις στα κρυφά. Δεν έχει περιθώριο η πίκρα και η χαρά τελειώνει στα μισά. Λυπημένη μου αγάπη, καληνύχτα. Δεν τελειώνουμε έτσι εύκολα εμείς. Σαν αέρας που σε καίει μες τη νύχτα, όποια πόρτα κι αν ανοίξεις θα με βρεις. Βαμμένα κόκκινα μαλλιά και μια δάφνη στο χέρι για πάρη αρχίζει για τη λησμονιά. Λυπημένη μου αγάπη, καληνύχτα. Δεν τελειώνουμε έτσι εύκολα εμείς. Σαν αέρας που σε καίει μες τη νύχτα, όποια πόρτα κι αν ανοίξεις θα με βαμμένα κόκκινα μαλλιά, μια σταγόνα στα χείλη να σε καίει για καιρό. Δυο στάση τη ζωή στο χειμώνα, και ποιος φοβάται λυπημένη μου αγάπη, καληνύχτα. Δεν τελειώνουμε έτσι εύκολα εμείς. Σαν αέρας που σε καίει μες τη νύχτα, όποια πόρτα κι αν ανοίξεις θα με βρει. Βαμμένα κόκκινα μαλλιά, καληνύχτα. Του χρόνου πάλι θα σε θυμηθώ. Καληνύχτα.
Δεν είχα τίποτα. Γέλιο ήρθε σε πρόδωσα αλυπητά. Μ' άφησες σαν πόλη τουρκεμένη κι είπες πως σε γέλασα. Μ' άφησες σαν πόλη τουρκεμένη κι είπες πως σε γέλασα.
Take the Dialogos Radio on the go with you with the new Dialogos Radio app for Android devices. Now you can listen live to the Dialogos Radio and the Dialogos Radio 24/7, download our podcasts, and read our latest articles all in our free Android app, available now in the Google Play Store. That was Haris Alexiou and Andonis Varadis with a song titled Mafisa Sanpoli here on Dialogos Radio, the Greek-American radio program which brings great Greek music and the weekly Dialogos interview series to 6 radio stations across 3 continents each week. Prior to that, we heard Yorgos Dalaras with Vamena Kokina Maya, and we started out with Kostas Makedonas singing Proto Phtinoporo. We'll be back in just a bit here on Dialogos Radio. We have some more great music that is coming up, and when we return, we'll have some news about next week's interview that we will feature as part of the Dialogos interview series.
Ψεύτρα, κι είπα ξαναφτάνει ως εδώ. Μόνη θα ζω κι ας με ματώνει. Κι όσο που είχα γιατρευτεί, ήρθες εσύ, ήρθες εσύ. Να μ' αγαπάς να είσαι καλός, να μ' αγαπάς να μη με κρίνεις. Ένας μικρός να είσαι θεός, όταν με τρως κι όταν με πίνεις. Να μ' αγαπάς να είσαι παιδί, να μ' αγαπάς σαν τη ζωή σου. Να σε φωτιά, να σε βροχή, όσο κορμί τόσο ψυχή. Ριζικό μου για να βρω του ταξιδιού άναψαν τ' άστρα. Μοίρα σκληρή, άγριος καιρός. Κρύψαν το φως, χάθηκε η μέρα. Ψάχνω στεριά, ψάχνω νησί. Κι ήσουν εσύ, ήσουν εσύ. Να μ' αγαπάς να είσαι καλός, να μ' αγαπάς να μη με κρίνεις. Ένας μικρός να είσαι θεός, όταν με τρως κι όταν με πίνεις. Να μ' αγαπάς να είσαι παιδί, να μ' αγαπάς σαν τη ζωή σου. Να σε φωτιά, να σε βροχή, όσο κορμί, τόσο ψυχή.
Υπότιτλοι AUTHORWAVE. φτιάχνει τα βουνά. Κλαίει να γεννηθεί σαν ηφαίστειο που ζητά. Πεφτά γενιές μισθό. Λάβα μου, λάβα μου, δάκρυα από Χριστό.
Follow Diálogos Radio on Facebook and Twitter and remain connected to all our latest news and updates. Check us out today at facebook.com/Diálogos Media and at twitter.com/Diálogos Media. An all-female set of singers thus came to a close here on Diálogos Radio, where we just heard Melina Cana singing Medio Efjes. Before that, we heard Alkistis Protopsati with Lava, while we started out that set of songs with Eleni Taligopoulou singing Namagapas. And with just a few moments left in today's broadcast, let me announce what is coming up next week here on Diálogos Radio. On the Diálogos interview series, we will be featuring an interview with an extraordinary athlete who has accomplished some tremendous athletic feats and who has been named as one of the 100 most influential people in the world by Time magazine. Next week, we'll be speaking to none other than the ultra marathon man, Dean Karnazes, who of course is of Greek descent, and who will talk to us about his efforts to raise awareness of the Greek diet and its health benefits, as well as his efforts to raise awareness of the dangers of childhood obesity. And in addition, he will also talk about the Navarino Challenge, which is a set of marathons that he recently ran in Greece, specifically in Peloponnesus, and which he is working on turning into an annual event. So all of this and other interesting tidbits are coming up on next week's interview with Dean Karnazes, one that you will surely not want to miss here on Diálogos Radio and the Diálogos interview series. And remember, in addition to our Android app, we also have a new app that is available for the Kindle, and our podcasts are now available on Windows 8, on the Windows Phone, on BlackBerry devices, where you can also hear Diálogos Radio 24/7 on the go, and you can also find our podcasts in the iPhone and in the iPad through the Swell Radio app. More details about all of our new apps and technological features are available on our freshly updated website, dialogosmedia.org. And with that, this week's broadcast of Diálogos Radio is ready to come to a close. We'll be back again next week, same time, same place, with more great music and with our interview with the ultra marathon man, Dean Karnazes. We'll close out with one final song, with Pandelis Thalassinos singing a live version of Anathemase. Thank you for tuning in to Diálogos Radio today, and have a wonderful weekend.
Χωρές ώρες, μα το Θεό τόσο πολύ ανάγκη που τρέχουν απ' τα μάτια μου θάλασσες και πελάγια. Στείλε ένα γράμμα, μια σύλλαβη, αν έχεις το Θεό σου που κρεμώμαι απ' τα χείλη σου μες στο έλεό σου. Ανάθεμασε, δε με λυπάσαι, που κι εγώ με κελιώνω, που με κάνες και σ' αγαπώ και τώρα αραζώνω. Κλειδώθηκαν οι σκέψεις μου μες του μυαλού τα υπόγεια. Αχ, πόσα θέλω να σου πω και δεν υπάρχουν λόγια. Αναθέμασαι, δε με λυπάσαι, που κι εγώ με κελιώ. Έκανες και σ' αγαπώ και τώρα αραζώνω. Ανάθεμασαι, δε με λυπάσαι, που κι εγώ με κελιώνω. Με έκανες
ξέρεις και σ' αγαπώ και τώρα αραζώνω που με κάνες και σ' αγαπώ και τώρα μ' αραζώνω.